So we're going to start by talking about empathy and kind of sharing some experiences with empathy, what it is, what it isn't, where we've been, what we struggle with. It was a big topic at this year's summit, and lots of people had lots of things to share about it, feelings and experiences. So I thought it would be a nice place for us to just kind of sit before we start doing a little bit of feelings fapping and practicing kind of naming some of our feelings and just witnessing for each other. Because the most important thing for all of us to remember when it comes to empathy and communication around our feelings is their social skills. So that means that there are things that are learned and developed that we can grow and that they take practice. So it's not about perfection, and very few of us grow up in situations where empathy is modeled very well and where feelings are very welcome and encouraged. I think we're seeing a shift around that, but I know for a lot of us growing up, we had very different experiences with feelings and empathy. So there's a couple of different types of empathy, and we saw a lot of one kind of empathy talked about and modeled at the summit, especially with Kate McCombs and Megan Devine. And Kate McCombs talked about how empathy is really being able to sit with someone and witness their feelings. It's not about taking them on yourself. It's about kind of holding that bowl in front of you and allowing someone to just share all of their feelings and experiences. And your only job is to just hold that bowl without judgment and to offer a little curiosity and support. So that's one type of empathy. For some people, that empathy feels really, really good in certain circumstances, around certain feelings. And then there's another kind of empathy that Brené Brown talks about. I linked to a little video in the email, and that is being able to really see the world as someone else sees it, to be able to kind of step into their shoes. And that requires letting go of our stuff, our stories, and setting our stuff aside. That's something that she says, is like we have to be able to set our stuff aside and really deal with our stuff to do that kind of empathy. You do it without judgment. And of course, this means feeling feelings that are sometimes really uncomfortable. Megan Devine talked about this, of, you know, when we are bearing witness to someone's grief, it often triggers our own grief, our own fears. And Brené likes to talk about how if someone's in a hole of sadness or having tough feelings, that empathy is actually climbing down into that hole with them and sitting in it. And that can be very challenging and really difficult. It can be exhausting to do that kind of empathy for long periods of time and with lots of different people. So different types of empathy for different situations. So I want us to just kind of think about those two different types of empathy. There's a couple of other versions of empathy out there, but I really think that these two are the big ones, of bearing witness and kind of sitting with, and then actually climbing in and experiencing with. So knowing what you need and what type of empathy would feel good is a wonderful way to help set others in our lives up for success, because then we can ask for that. I would love to know, I've got a long list of things of what empathy is not. We're taught a lot of things about empathy in our culture that aren't quite empathy. And so I'd love it if we could kind of make a little list of some things that we may see people think is empathy, we may have done that we thought was empathetic, and we realize now was not actually empathy. So what are some thoughts around things that may seem empathetic but aren't actually empathetic?